best farm system. All right, let's go. Lamed Aleph. Top of Lamed Aleph. Telling us to be emes. We welcome all the chevres. You come every day. V'lachin. Rak mi shemekayim da'atmecha. Only if a person fulfills the dictum, know yourself. Lavin atzmo v'lakir hanigios shetmuna bekirbo. He really understands himself. And he recognizes those personal negios, those biases, agendas that are hidden deep inside of him. Yachol hashlim et atzmo b'emes. Then and only then could he complete himself with the mid of emes. We have to know ourselves. We have to be real with ourselves. Aval mishenu makir et atzmo. But if you don't really recognize yourself, your true self, what gives you, what makes you tick, what your negios are, what your bias are, what your agendas are, what your desires are.
Please come to my to your office.
As kol chayav yipol, his whole life he will fall. Bekam v'kam averos afil b'li hakaraso, he's gonna fall many transgressions even without ever recognizing. We have to be real with ourselves. If not, we're setting ourselves up for disaster, self destructive behavior. Umidas emes anal hu yesolatiko midas adam. Mid of emes is really the foundation to fixing ourselves. L'mashal. This is a great practice because this happens to us unfortunately too often. Whenever we get angry at somebody, we have to check ourselves and ask, why am I getting angry at this person or matter or event? What flaw do I possess that's causing me to get angry? Can we imagine that? Every time we get angry, we get hot, fired up, irritable, salty, hot under the collar. You should say, what's going on? What's happening to me? What's the real reason? What's the root? What's going on in my kishkas? Every single mida, we should always investigate, dig deep. Our thoughts and feelings, limsoha pagam, vata'us hamanuach behem. Every single mida, we have to look at our thoughts and feelings to try to find the flaw and the mistakes that are hidden deep inside. We have to always evaluate ourselves and be real. And again, we could do with reliable friends, parents, mentors, or rabbeim. Do it in a real way of what's really going on. Ein chavash matir to my beit asurim, as the Gemara Bracha says, a prisoner cannot release himself from prison. It's a very deep line in the beginning of the first paragraph of Brachos. We can't get out of prison ourselves. Not a physical prison, but a spiritual, mental prison. We need help. Aval mi she'enu chash lavin et atzmo. But if somebody does not concern, care to really know himself, la'olam lo yakir chesronosav, he'll never recognize what he's lacking in. He'll always brush over it. He'll always sugarcoat everything. He'll always live in fantasy land. V'rak yakir b'nekel chesronosayim shalachayrim asav mivimoto. And what? You'll easily be able to identify other people's flaws. So if we're not real with ourselves, we'll live in la-di-da, fantasy land. Never grow, never expand, never evolve. What will we do? It'll be so easy to pick out what's wrong with Reuven and Shimon, though. That's very easy to identify. V'lachein, and therefore what's going to happen? Im yikla eiza machloikis. If chas v'sholem, you get into a machloikis. Lo'olam yachshov shehu atzodik v'chaver ha'asham. He'll always think he's the one that's right and his friend is wrong. Sound familiar? If we're not real, we're always going to say, I'm right. Can't even see anything. Can't even look past ourselves. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we continue in this beautiful, beautiful midah of emes.